She shook her head and said, I'll keep these words close to my heart forever and ever. She said,
Leroy, I don't know what you're talking about, but if you don't sit down, you're going to fall out and get yourself smashed all over Main Street.
The car pulled away, leaving me alone with my pounding heart and the glowing memory of her lovely face. My whole body tingled. She had called me Leroy. No doubt that was some kind of code word which meant lover boy or you handsome rascal. And her concern that I might get smashed all over Main Street proved beyond the shadow of a doubt that she really cared. I never saw her again, and she never saw me again, but we'd enjoyed our precious moment together. I would keep the memory of it forever in the little cigar box of my heart. I heaved a sigh and waved a farewell just as Slim turned the corner and almost threw me out. Did he have to turn corners at 30 miles an hour? With my claws scraping across the bed of the pickup, I fought my way back to the spare tire and collapsed. Drover was staring at me. What was that all about? She loves me, Drover. I could see it in her eyes. Oh, be darned. I thought you were talking about trucks. We were talking about love, Drover. But with these women, you don't go straight to the point. How come? Because you don't, that's all. You don't just run up and kiss them. You surround them, so to speak, with intelligent, witty conversation. And before they know it, they're madly in love. I'll be darned. I wish I had a way with the women. I never know what to say. Just watch me and study your lessons, son. The next time you encounter a lady dog on the street, start talking about mud flaps. It works every time. He gave a shrug and returned to the black hole of his thoughts. If he had any thoughts, I wasn't sure he did, but at least I had tried to help him out with his problems in the lady department. I was always glad to help Drover along life's path of something. Moments later, Slim pulled up in front of Jim's tire service. I stood up and was in the middle of a nice yawn and stretch when he slammed on the stupid brakes, throwing me against the cab. He stepped out and saw me, well, picking myself up, and he grinned.
Stand up, pooch. We ain't in the country anymore, so don't embarrass me.
Very funny.